Well, we're already entering the year. Are we more prepared?
I think so. I hope so. I forget how much work we did last year. There's a lot of stuff that goes into the leading up to the actual fun part. I think we're looking forward to coming back, man. I am really excited to be back out here again. And I just not only for the ACMs, obviously hosting is really cool, but also just getting to hang out with this guy for a couple of days, doing all this promo stuff is fun for us. So.
Yeah, we get so busy doing our own thing, and so this forces us to be around each other.
Yeah.
So it's fun to be able to catch up, see how the fam's doing, and then we have already had a couple of meetings talking about the direction of the show and how we want to go about it this year.
Yeah.
And we actually leave here for a post today dinner to talk more.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that's why I kind of took on the challenge of doing this with Luke, is that it is a challenge. It's something totally different for me. It's not something, we spend all our time on stage playing songs and get to be really good at this one particular thing, the road and our fans and the live show. And then this is totally different. Makes you respect everyone that's ever done it before. Watching the Oscars last night and Jimmy Kimmel and watching Fallon and watching James their night at the Grammys. I mean, these guys are – it's good. These guys are professionals. That's what they do, is they host – they do monologues every night. We think we're funny. We do monologues on stage after we've had a few drinks, but it's a totally different deal. So
what's a monologue?
It's where it's where you talk.
Oh, yeah.
ACM Gate.
Yeah. Well, you guys, in addition to hosting, you've always been nominated. You've been a part of our show for a lot of years, since the very first days of your careers. Both of you. What do you enjoy most about the ACM Awards and coming to the show?
Well, the Vegas, I think the Vegas factor is always very important for the whole
vibe
of the show, the whole feel. You know, the fans are coming out there. You could just feel it in the room that everybody's excited to be in Vegas. It's fun. It's a big party. And I've always felt like it helps dictate a kind of a looseness to the ACMs. That's fun. I mean, it feels like a party, and I think it's kind of up to Dirks and I to kind of create that vibe on stage, create it for the artists in the room, and then certainly for the fans in the room and at home to feel like, hey, these guys are out there having fun, and we want to watch at home, but we'd also they're kind of a little jealous that they're not in Vegas partying with us. So yeah,
I think watching it growing up was watching on the show, is like, this is in Vegas. It's totally different than like just fun seeing the artists like in a different town other than Nashville, and their clothes are different on the red carpet. You can tell people are kind of partying a little bit, and just even when I was young, I could tell like, hey, those guys are definitely more fun than the one back in Nashville. They're definitely kind of cutting loose a little more. So I think it's our job up there to kind of really bring in that Vegas vibe.
I just try to have more fun than anybody. I'm trying to have the most fun in the room, and that's the main thing. Just get up there and interact with the fans, and not take the show too seriously. Kind of let the night. Well, obviously you have a plan set forth, but then the other night some guy was wanting to get engaged to his girlfriend, and I didn't have that planned, and I stopped the show and he did his engagement thing, and just keeping it fun and loose. And certainly, every time the nominations come around, you're always keeping your fingers crossed for a nomination and to get, multiple Entertainer of the Year nominations. And it's something you never take for granted. I mean, I run out on stage every night trying to do my job to the best of my ability. And when you get nominated for it, it's always like, good, people are still, you're still feeling like you're in the game a little bit.
You're in the game. Top of the game, bro.